The national debate over gun control is heating up once again following last week's rampage in California that left six students dead. Gun control proposals under consideration include one in California that would create a gun violence restraining order that would be aimed at keeping people with mental illness from obtaining guns. Another in Chicago would require gun dealers to videotape sales. And in Massachusetts, where some of the toughest gun measures are already in place, lawmakers are considering sweeping new restrictions. NPR's Tobias Smith reports.
In the months after the school shooting in Newtown, some 40 gun control bills were filed in Massachusetts, and many expected a crackdown that would have gone further and faster than other states. But instead, a special commission spent a year carefully crafting an omnibus bill that House Speaker Robert DeLeo calls reasonable.
I knew that Massachusetts was going to take a different path than other states, where legislation was hastily proposed, especially after Newtown.
And especially in the area of trying to keep guns out of the hands of the mentally ill. Under federal law, anyone found by a court to be mentally ill can't get a gun, and the Massachusetts bill requires state officials to do better at reporting that information to the federal background check database. But the Massachusetts bill does not go further, as others do, denying guns to anyone who's been hospitalized for mental illness. Instead, the legislation gives more discretion to police chiefs to deny licenses for shotguns and rifles, according to Northeastern University Dean Jack McDevitt, who chaired the special commission.
This isn't the opinion of a police chief. There's data that says we've been to the house 10 times in the last 2 years, and each time there was a fight, but nobody would swear out a complaint. The police know that this person is not the kind of person that's suitable to have a firearm.
Opponents have called that the most objectionable part of the bill. Jim Wallace heads the Gun Owners Action League, a state affiliate of the National Rifle Association.
There has to be an adjudication process. It cannot just be one person's arbitrary decision to remove somebody's civil rights.
The bill also calls for statewide standards, so there are fewer cases of some local chiefs who always say no and others who are far more lenient. But McDevitt says there are limits to how well anyone can legislate who's mentally ill and suitable to own a gun. It's why the bill also aims to encourage family and friends to report concerns to police so guns can be temporarily taken away from those who are disturbed or unstable.
We found even psychiatrists were feeling that they couldn't predict dangerousness of these individuals. So we tried to take a step back and say, family members who care for them are the people that are most likely, and we saw that in the case of Santa Barbara, to be able to notice when someone's dangerous, when someone's concerned about someone being dangerous, and reach out to people correctly.
The Massachusetts bill would also crack down on private gun sales by requiring purchases at gun shows or online to take place in front of an officially licensed gun dealer. Only six other states require a background check in those kind of sales. Wallace calls it more unnecessary red tape, since even private buyers and sellers already have to be licensed. But he agrees with other parts of the bill, like the focus on mental health services, especially in schools, and on suicide prevention. The bill is thought to have a good chance of passing as soon as this summer. But advocates say even the most aggressive state laws can only be so effective when a state is surrounded by others with far more lenient laws, and the real battle continues to be at the federal level. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.